Hello, it's the 1st of April, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Property developers for new homes coming to Shortstown have agreed to give Bedford Council over £1 million to maintain Carlington Hangar 1. Gallagher and Bellway Homes will fund an ongoing maintenance of the airship hangar in return for the council agreeing to rubber stamp 600 new homes being built off the highway. Local councillors wanted to avoid future homeowners having to pay a roof tax for the upkeep of the famous airship hangar. The cash will go into an independent trust fund which will be council run. However, some people on the committee questioned if £1 million was enough to ensure no more money would be needed in the future. Jolly's Pet Store has banned the sale of pet rabbits over Easter. Jolly's Chris Burns said, "Rabbits are very intelligent and a lot of fun, but they can live for over 10 years, so it's a big commitment. The move has been widely welcomed by local residents." The lineup for Bedford Park concerts has been fully announced, with Ocean Colour seen on Saturday along with special guest Dodgy. The concert takes place from the 29th of July for four nights. The chairman of Bedford's Council Planning Committee was caught short at the last virtual meeting, which went on for a painfully long 4.5 hours. Councillor John Abbott wasn't able to discreetly slink away to find comfort, as he was in charge of the meeting, so he asked participants if they would agree to a quick break. When nobody seconded his motion, he was forced to admit defeat and speedily ditched the meeting, leaving the participants waiting awkwardly. Upon return, he said, "I'm not entirely sure I followed protocol there, but it was getting touch and go." Fortunately for Councillor Abbott, the legislation allowing virtual council meetings will end on the 6th of May. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.